95.9 The Hawk, number one for classic rock. It's Lauren. We're talking to Jeff Pilson, the bassist of Foreigner, who has an incredible musical history. Foreigner's about to head up a residency at the Venetian in Vegas March 24th, ahead of their historic farewell tour. Hi, Jeff. I wanted to ask you, what were the rock influences that got you into a band in the beginning? I mean, was it based in Chicago blues maybe? Was that a factor since you kind of had that in your roots? Or
well, you know what? Chicago blues ended up becoming a big part of my development, but not till later on, really. And it was purely coincidental. It had nothing to do with me being born in Chicago. What got me first going was the Beatles. Like so many people, I saw them on Ed Sullivan, and that must have been buried in the back of my mind because it wasn't till a few years later. But then, indeed, I did start playing a few years later, and it was really that sparked it. And then it became people like Led Zeppelin and then Yes and ELP and all those bands. So I had a very wide array of influences, and that includes Chicago blues. And anything that's great, I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. From your career, we'll just tell people that you've been in Dokken, you've been in Dio, you do a lot of other things besides that with production and everything. I've seen you with all three bands in Las Vegas, so that's great. Different ages and stages of my life. I can't imagine going from the heavy metal background to, you know, with the almost 50-year-old classic rock band. What is that transition like?
Well, not as difficult as you might think, because in my mind, it's not even that big a difference as far mm-hmm. as the level of performance goes. I mean, Foreigner Live is a pretty high-energy rock band. So, and really, to me, that's all I've ever been in is high-energy rock bands. So, to me, Foreigner is just one of those. And maybe we're not as heavy as, you know, as a Dio or a Dokken, but we still get heavy and we still get intense and it's still high energy. So not that big a difference. To me, it's all about just giving 150%, 150% of the time. So there you go.
Well, you guys do. I mean, I saw the show in 2020 at the Venetian, that residency. I tell everybody, nonstop energy. It was hit after hit after hit. It makes you feel like it's the first time seeing you. And I mean, yeah, the musical blend, like, you know, thinking about mixed vision, blues, R&B, British rock, it's soulful and authentic and such high energy. I can't even believe it. It was like nonstop, magnetic, electric energy. So I can't wait
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're amazing. And the residency, we're promoting it coming up at the Venetian. So in March, how do you get ready for a residency as opposed to like tour stops, you know?
I mean, the difference is that, you know, we're going to be doing some things in the residency that are a little more difficult to pull off. Like we're going to have an acoustic set in the residency where we, you know, that's a much more difficult thing to pull off every night in when we're doing regular shows.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably put in an acoustic set in our headlining run this summer, but we're going to test it out at the residency. So, yeah, a chance to do some, you know, slightly more left field stuff and give the fans a little more bang for the buck. And that's kind of the goal of the residency because we know the room, we love the sound of the room. So let's explore some interesting musical directions.
Yeah, that's a great venue. So I was going to ask you about that Foreigner 4 and more then. So there's things that we can expect, that are not expect even. You're going to go surprise us with some deeper cuts as well in the acoustic set.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you guys are going to go kind of transform in the summer to this farewell tour. And our listeners will get another chance to see you in August at USANA. Have you played that venue before?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like close to Salt Lake, West Valley City. We're kind of in between, you know, so for Vegas too. But yeah, the venues for the farewell, I mean, are they still adding on? I mean, you guys are touring all the way through 24, right? I mean, by the time this is over, it's going to be like 50 years in for the band. So are they set?
Almost. Yeah. As far as when we end, not exactly yet. The farewell tour, I mean, I know they're booking well into 24. So I have a feeling it'll go to the end of 24 at least. And we'll see from there.
Awesome. here you are doing this farewell tour. You're at the, do you feel you're at the top of your game? I mean, a lot of rockers in your boots feel they're even better, wiser. It's got to be a great feeling to, you know, maybe be looser.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I do feel like we're at the top of our game. And I like the fact that we're going to call it a day while the band feels real strongly and that we're operating on all cylinders. Because, you know, what we don't want to happen and what I don't think the Foreigner legacy deserves is for everybody to go downhill and then give, you know, a half-assed performance. So that's not going to happen. We're gonna end this thing while everybody's firing on all cylinders and while the band still sounds and looks great. And that's our goal. And again, I just feel like that's what the Foreigner legacy deserves, and that's what we're going to give it.
Definitely. And I'm sure everybody asks how it is playing without original members, but this truly is an example of like the music that carries the legacy. And I mean, I tell people all the time, when you see Foreigner, it's like you'll reevaluate any preconceived notions you had about, you know, an original band, because you guys are, it's just unbelievable. The energy, I can't stress enough the energy.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that is the whole idea, that, you know, is these songs are so classic and such a part of the culture that, you know, and we love them. You know, that's the thing. We love what we're doing, and we, you know, we feel honored to be able to do it. So I'm just glad that people are able to participate in the way that they are. And the fan reaction has just been so phenomenal. And it's going to make this farewell tour bittersweet because, you know, it's going to be hard to say goodbye. But at least we'll be saying goodbye on a strong note. And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is hard to believe it's the last time for sure. Such an incredible catalog of songs to choose from. The music just going to keep changing. What's your favorite, like, on fire song to play? I mean, I know that's
I don't really have any particular favorites, but I have several moments in the night that are great. I love Waiting for a Girl Like You. I love Urgent. I love the jamming that we get to do on Jukebox Hero. Mm-hmm. There's just so many moments that are highlights of the set. It's impossible to determine just one.
I understand, yeah. For the instruments that you play, I heard the bass players play everything. Is that true with you?
Not everything, but I play a fair amount of things. Guitar, keyboards, you know.
Anything anything you pass down maybe to your kids or?
Well, I do play cello, and my daughter actually plays cello.
Oh, that's awesome.
She doesn't get to do it all that much these days because she's in school, but she does love it, and it is a great thing when she gets to play it. So kind of happy about that.
That's wonderful. And I know you guys do a component in your show. Didn't you ask choirs from around the country to do an opening number with your act as well?
We do indeed. You know, for years we would have them come up and sing the choir part on I Want to Know What Love Is, because on the original record, of course, that was a gospel choir. So we would do that. But then because of COVID, we had to stop that for a while. I believe we're going to get to start that back up again fairly soon, but in the meantime, we're having them, because we want to get these schools involved and we want to help these school music programs as much as we can, we're having the kids come in and open up for us, and then we sell CDs and the proceeds go to their school music programs, and it's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. That is incredible. That's awesome. We got some great VIP CDs that I'm going to give away to my listeners from you guys too, so thank you for that, and for John LePen giving those. Let's see, I do have a couple listener questions, if I can ask you those.
Of course.
Okay, let's go. This is a funny one. Boots or sneakers on stage?
Sneakers.
All right. Who's your favorite drummer, since bass players and drummers feed off of each other? Who do you got?
My favorite in the world?
Oh, let's take the world.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, my favorite would be John Bonham.
Yeah.
But of course, he's no longer with us. I'm going to pick Chris Frazier, our drummer, because he's the best of all.
I was hoping. That's awesome we said that. That's great. Well, in that line, if you made a supergroup, alive or dead, you know, who would you play alongside? So we're keeping the drummer. You're staying on bass. Who do you got on keyboards?
So who would I get on keyboards? If it can be a living or dead, I'm going to go for Keith Emerson.
There you go.
Keith Emerson's on keyboards, and I'm going to go for Jimi Hendrix on guitar.
Ooh,
And I'm going to go for Ronnie Dio singing.
Awesome. When did you meet Ronnie James Dio?
When did I meet him? I met him in probably 1982.
Oh, so you met him before you played in Dawkins?
Yes.
Oh, that's a I met him.
I was playing with a guy by the name of Randy Hansen, who is known for doing a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Although at the time we were doing a band where we did half his material and half my material. But Randy's great. I mean, just a phenomenal musician, guitar player, performer. Anyways, we were playing in LA and Ronnie actually came to the show, and that's where I met him. And he was just a golden human being, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, I love rock documentaries. Have you watched Dreamers Never Die yet?
Yes, I actually just saw it a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I saw it late, but what a great movie.
It was really great. I'm sure you, being around him, I can't imagine how much you picked up from him on pro tips of touring and the memories you have. And that's just incredible.
Yeah, everything.
Well, I love the bass guitar. It's my favorite. I mean, I think it's just completely hypnotic. My uncle, I grew up around it too in Chicago. He played for a Jimi Hendrix tribute band, actually. So I've been around rock and roll my whole life. And
wow, that's really funny. That's very, very funny. Cool. Well, so, Lauren, thank you so much.
This has
been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I hope I get to meet you at the show in Vegas.
I'll definitely be there, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Have a great one, and we look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Residency and the summer tour and the historic farewell tour with Foreigner.